And then we're going to have him kind of reach his summit and go on. And so he deals a lot here with love. And it's clarified for us in the very about the last six lines here. He wrote for a cultivated and aristocratic society. So who's his audience? Now, these things were written down and meant to be read, but the main mode was not that you would go to your room with a candle and read it, but rather they'd be read aloud in court. So they were read for entertainment. He wrote for a cultivated and aristocratic society, largely dominated by women, just like today, where the ideal of courtly love was fostered. And so I think this gives you some good general comments. With regard to the introduction in here, I wanted to point out a couple things. If you did kind of glance through the early material, they just tell you on the note in the author and translator about four or five pages in that Chrétien de Troyes, commonly regarded as the father of Arthurian romance and a key figure in Western literature, composed in French in the latter part of the 12th century, virtually nothing is known of his life. They talk about some of the works he wrote there.